Good morning, brothers and sisters, and welcome to the Heather's Sixth Sacrament meeting today on this Fast and Testimony meeting. It's a pleasure having each of you with us. We'd like to extend a warm welcome to any who are visiting or here for the first time, and welcome to the Christmas season. Excited about that, even though it doesn't feel like it this week with the weather we've been experiencing. Bishop Alan Misbach is presiding at this meeting, as asked that I, Brother Beckstead, conduct today. Just a couple of announcements to draw your attention to. One is that it is the season of tithing declaration, so the bishop will be having a first-come, first-serve for short visits to declare your tithing status, so please come by when convenient for you on one of the Sundays this month. We're also excited about our ward Christmas party that will be coming up on Wednesday, December 20th at 6:30 here in the building. A wonderful opportunity to replace our mutual activity that week and get together as a ward and celebrate the Christmas season together and enjoy food and company. We also will be preparing for our sacrament meeting on Christmas Eve with our ward choir. So all are invited to come and sing in the choir. We will be having our first practice today at 4:00 in the chapel. So a warm welcome to all those that can sing or like to sing. To come and join that. We will open today's meeting by singing hymn number 134, I Believe in Christ, and then Brother Glenn Wagley will give our invocation.
Father in heaven, we thank thee for this day. We thank thee for this time we have now to meet and partake of the sacrament. We thank thee for this time of year where we can reflect and remember thy son and his birth. We ask that that remembrance would cause us to listen to the Holy Ghost and act in such a way that's pleasing to thee, that we can be kind to one another. We ask thee today that we may have thy spirit with us and we all be uplifted and edified. We love thee, Heavenly Father. We say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
We do have one item of board business today. The following members have been released from their callings, and we propose that they be given a vote of thanks for their service. Jordan and Tavia Red as nursery workers. Those who wish to express their appreciation may manifest it by the uplifted hand. We will now prepare for the sacrament by singing all five verses of hymn number 178, O Lord of Hosts, after which the sacrament will be administered by the priesthood. I'd like to thank the Aaronic Priesthood for the reverent manner in which they administer the priesthood. It's my privilege to open our Fast and Testimony meeting this Sabbath day. And as I reflected on what I wanted to concentrate my thoughts and testimony on today, it was on our Savior Jesus Christ. Especially thankful this Christmas season to be able to concentrate on him and his life and thankful for the many resources we have that the church gives us today, even more than before, that can guide us to focus on him this season. From the Light the World campaign, where each day we can kind of watch and see pragmatic ways that we can apply and follow his example. On that concept, it was always an interesting thing. We always learn about following Jesus. But sometimes it's a little tricky to think, okay, what's in common with what he did in his life in the world then versus today? And it's a really creative and thoughtful way in which we can understand how we can apply and translate the things he did to the things that we can do in our day. To the Christmas devotional we have an opportunity to participate in today, the weekly participating in the sacrament. We've also in our family been studying and learning the living Christ, and that's been really super impactful for me personally in getting to know the Savior Jesus Christ better, to ponder on the principles and thoughts that are in that inspired document that the first presidency in the Quorum of the 12 Apostles shared in their testimonies of him. It really is an incredible, if you think about it, in kind of the history of the world, how the Savior's brief 33 years and even shorter ministry, the impact that it's had on the world, and as it says in that document, central to all human history, in the way that it has inspired many, many, many people to be good and have that yearning for home. I love the recent talk by President Uchtdorf when he talked about a story of a dog, the wonder dog, who found his way home from that kind of inner yearning, and how each of us have our own inner yearning that's within each of us, which is also known as the light of Christ, to return to live with our Heavenly Father and our son and his son and our older brother Jesus Christ. I know that is only possible because of our Savior Jesus Christ, and I've recently taken to spending quiet moments just reflecting on him and searching for that inner peace that comes from following him, from repenting, and trying to apply his atonement in my life, and just having that reflection of that inner soul searching of, am I moving in the right direction, and am I trying to follow his example and be with him? I know from personal experience that he can heal us. And the feelings that can come from turning to him are the best feelings that we can have in this life. And they beat any of the other earthly pleasures and joys or other things that can happen. And there's no substitute for the healing power of the atonement of Jesus Christ and the inner peace that he can bring. And I know that his way is the path that leads to happiness in this life and eternal life in the world to come. I'm thankful for the truths of the gospel, that they help us to know him better, to know the things that we need to do, teach us the commandments and principles that can help us to draw closer to him, and that those are the things that truly matter in this life. And as we reduce and simplify our application of the gospel, that's what we should be reducing and simplifying it to, is things centered around our Savior, Jesus Christ. I love him, I'm thankful for him, and want to get to know him better and truly, truly know him, so that I know when I pass through this life that I'll know him. I'm thankful for our Savior, and I share this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Brothers and sisters, the time is now yours to share your thoughts and testimony with each of us and grow our testimonies, and we'll go to approximately 5 after the hour.
I feel extremely blessed to be here this morning among people who have set aside a day to worship our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and come and learn of his teachings and of our Father in Heaven's teachings. Thank you, Brother Beckstead, for mentioning the light of the world. I woke up on December 1st and said, it's the 1st of December, I need an Advent. And I opened up my email and found the Relief Society delivery of the Light of the World Advent calendar. And I proceeded to follow day one, which had the theme, because ye have freely received, ye must freely give. Fortunately, it was a day where I could do that. And not only this idea was planted in my heart, and so I was able to go forward that day and be very generous. But the experience that surprised me was how generosity came back to me. And I was blessed in the smallest ways and so many ways, and it was so abundant. And so day two, I also did the light of the world and look forward to doing it today. Years ago, my friend's parents worked in the Idaho Temple, and Vaughn J. Featherstone gave a talk, and I received a printed copy of this talk. And in the talk, Vaughn J. Featherstone promised, or he set forth the idea that in order to keep hope in the last days, we must attend the temple. And I want to echo not only that, but do all those things that keep our hand firmly on the rod of iron. Also this week, I was able to attend a former student's baptism. Her parents came to Utah County. They accepted positions at the BYU Law School, and they decided to give Utah a year, and they ended up staying. And so she was the standout non-member in a group of members. And it wasn't until she went back east to Trinity College when she was overwhelmed by the lifestyle she wasn't accustomed to, that she sought out the ward in Concord. And it was there that she found her testimony and Christ administering in the church through the single mothers who prayed for their husbands who were in jail, from the people in the ward who were the wealthier people who gave the poorer people rides to church. It was here in this Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, in this inner city ward, that she found the Savior and the truthfulness of the gospel. In her example and in her discovery, it impels me to push myself and to not be afraid to involve myself and to find ways to serve with the light of Christ. I love this gospel. I love the teachings of our Savior, and I love the blessings to my life. And I pray that I may always be worthy to be among you and to serve in the name of Jesus Christ. And I say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
I'm so grateful for my blessings, and I want to testify to you of the reality of the Savior. I love the gospel. It's so beautiful and precious. I know in all the very depths of my soul that it's true. I testify to you the Savior did come to this earth, and he taught us, and he lived a life too. He was an example for us, and he paid the price for our sins. I testify that through his atonement we can repent and overcome. And I want to testify to you that if we will do those daily things to study the scriptures and to strive to keep the commandments of God, that we will be filled with light and knowledge and know that the gospel is true beyond doubt. I love my Heavenly Father. I love my Savior. I'm thankful for their love and for their patience with me. And I share that in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Good morning, my dear brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Brennan. I really sincerely prayed this morning that I would be prepared to take the sacrament. I even remembered to pray last night. We eat late, and that I would begin my fast and be prepared for today and take the sacrament. I've enjoyed these two testimonies. So far, they've really touched my heart. We're so blessed to be able to come here and gather together as children of our Father in heaven and be strengthened and taught the truth. I'm a talk radio listener. I never have music on. I listen to the human voice, and many times I hear wonderful things, but many times I am so disappointed in what I hear. last night it was very late, and I listened to Coast to Coast. I don't know if you ever, any of you are up that late. That seems to be a time I can be with my daughter. And I turned it on, and they were having a discussion, a guest over the phone with the guest host. And they were talking about the life hereafter, and they were saying we spend so much money working on destructive items to kill each other in war, but there's no money spent on discovering and understanding if there's a life hereafter. And they went on, and they sounded so discouraged. Isn't it interesting how hard we as Heavenly Father's children try not to listen to the Spirit? I'm so grateful that we're here, that we have the Spirit of the Lord, that we're being taught the truth. Isn't it a comfort that we can come here and feel this? That we love the Savior, we know who He is and what He has done. I think so often, if Christ hadn't done what He told us He would do, our future would be terrible. We would be under the control of Satan. So how grateful we are for His glorious righteousness, His obedience to His Father, and His love for us. I just marvel, and I am so grateful for Him. Now the problem is, I've entered the waters of baptism. I've received the gift of the Holy Ghost. I've been to the temple. I've made these covenants. He's done what He said He would do for me. Now I must do what I promised and covenanted, and I just pray every single day I'll not lose this desire to return home. I just am so grateful. I love you, brothers and sisters. You're so good. And I read about the light of Christ starting December 1st, but I have not followed their example. I'm aware of it. And I come to church and I hear people get up and bear their testimony and talk about their gratitude for the kindnesses of so many. And I sit there and I think, oh my goodness, I didn't even know they were sick. I didn't know this. And I thought, what world am I living in? I'm so sorry, so I apologize. This is the end of a year that went by very quickly for me. I have a new one. I hope I do better. But I do want you to know that I do love my Father in heaven, and I do love His Son, Jesus Christ. I want to go home. I want to be with my loved ones, and I want my children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren to be there. And when we get on the other side, I know it's just going to seem like it was such a short time we were here on the earth. I don't want to look back and think, why didn't I hold on for 5 minutes? But when we're here, it's a different story. And we're faced with many interesting challenges, and every day offers a new learning experience. So I do love the gospel. I am so grateful I'm upon the earth with it fully restored, that we have the blessings of the truth and the temple and the power of the priesthood, and we're watched over. And I don't know what's going to happen, but I know that we belong to the kingdom of God. We're under His plan and His government. And as long as we follow His commandments, we'll be happy and we'll be fine. Learning a lot every day. Please accept my gratitude for your friendship and kindness and my love for the Lord Jesus Christ and for all of you. And I say this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
I am Tammy Hill, and though I know I spoke in the word last month, I apologize to take more time. My heart's full of gratitude for my Savior, and I believe the testimony's been shared. I've been spot on about what testimonies are, that we witness of Jesus Christ and of His life and goodness and the hope that we find in him. Jeff and I were able to go to a lecture given by Bruce C. Hafen this last week, and he said some things about grace, and one line in particular I've been reflecting on. He said that through diligence, we receive consecrated grace. And I think that's true, that as we diligently do the best that we can, we don't have to be perfect, but facing the right direction as we're diligent and trying. Our efforts will be consecrated for our gain. How thankful I am for a Father in heaven who's so patient with me. I know that they live, and I look forward to the Savior's return. I'm grateful we can remember him, particularly this Christmas season. I'm thankful for my family, grateful for Jeff. He's made me very happy. I'm grateful for all 12 of our children. I know you shouldn't say that it's wonderful to have your missionary who needs to come home for medical purposes, how wonderful it is to have him home, but it's wonderful to have him have a few transfers home before he goes transfers back out. He's added such wonderful peace in our home and is still serving a mission valiantly. Anyway, I love you and I'm grateful for your lives, and I'm particularly grateful for the gospel and my testimony and knowledge of the truth, and say this in the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
I hesitate to come up to bear my testimony because most of you get enough of me on two Sundays out of the week in gospel doctrine. But I wanted to share my testimony with you today as this month we focus perhaps more on the Savior, as a world at least, than we do the rest of the year or the other months of the year. So I'm grateful. And the thing that has been on my mind lately is how the light of Christ has been taken throughout the world by his servants. And after the restoration of the gospel, this has accelerated to a wonderful degree. And so many people are joining the church. I am told that in the Congo, they are baptizing one ward a month. And it's just accelerating and wonderful. I'm working on a film project right now about black people. And it has to do with the priesthood and a lot of different things. But I'm working closely with a couple who, in their youth, young, in love, they came from Oakland, the lower bottoms of Oakland, which is as low as you can go. And they didn't have anything. And they were discriminated against in the 60s. They were discriminated against in innumerable ways. And it was very difficult. And so they connected with an organization that promised them to do good for them. And that was the Black Panthers. And so they joined the Black Panthers, became very active in the Black Panthers. And he was a guard for some of the top people like Huey Newton and so forth in the Black Panthers. But they realized that this was not going to give them the peace and the joy that they sought for. The Black Panthers became more and more militant over time. And it was wrong for them. And they had some disagreement, and she left him. And it was 30-some years before they got back together. And in that time, he went into the lowest part of his life, into drugs and everything else you can imagine. And he finally realized what a waste his life was, how they had such hope for the future. And so he went into a park and he cried out to God. He said, I cried so loud it had to go to the heavens. And it did. And through kind of a miracle, he reconnected with his sweetheart, who had in that time period joined the church, had found the church. And so she introduced the church to him, and he took to it rapidly. It was the answer. So the Black Panthers wasn't the answer to finding peace and joy in the world for them. It was the gospel of the Savior. And he is now serving as a high councilman in his state in California, and just a wonderful people. They are wonderful people. I love the story of her faith. They have enormous faith. She said, after I joined the church, I went into a Baptist church, one that I think she had gone to before. And she came up and she spoke to them, to the congregation, and said, we have the answers. All the answers that we need, we have now. We don't need to look anymore. We have it. Everything we need, we have it. I'm so grateful that we have the answers, and I found them. She said, I gave that, and I got up and left and went outside, and half the congregation got up and followed her out. So I'm impressed by how the Savior is reaching people all over the world. People like Black people who have suffered so much from slavery, from discrimination, from poverty. But the Lord is being merciful with them. Next year marks the 40th anniversary of the restoration of the priesthood to the Black people. And it's a wonderful thing that the Lord is doing for all of his children. And I'm grateful for the gospel of the Savior, for the guidance that he gives us through his prophets. And I'm so thankful for these things, and I leave that with you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Good morning, brothers and sisters. We never get sick of hearing Brother Johnson, I'll tell you. I'm grateful for him being our Sunday school teacher. So it is wonderful, I have to tell you, when you're back there listening to all these testimonies from Sister Hill, from Sister Runtz and Martinez's, and it is so uplifting, and you start shaking when your body starts shaking. I wasn't having a seizure, but you start feeling like, man, I need to get up. And you get up here, and then that feeling goes away, and I felt like maybe I can go backwards and go back down now. But that's not possible. But it is wonderful to be here, brothers and sisters, and to be in this ward. And I just wanted to bear you my testimony that I know my Heavenly Father loves me with all of his heart, that I know that Heavenly Father has given me more than I ever imagined. Sometimes we kind of take it for granted, and but I know that he has given me everything and more than I've ever expected. And I'll tell you, for all you youth out there, don't take it for granted what you got. C- because I know that there's people out there that are a lot worse situations. I always thought, when I was a kid, I thought, man, Heavenly Father doesn't love me. That he's pretty much made my life terrible. But you know, now looking back, it was such an amazing experience I've had, and I can't wait until the next life. Told myself I was not going to cry this time, though. I know my Heavenly Father loves me. I'm grateful for his sacrifice for me, for my family. For the gift of prayer, for the atonement, for giving us the opportunity to repent. I could go on and on and on. And I could see why Heavenly Father, one of the most important things in life is family. And I have been given such an amazing family. My wife that loves me so much, that is there for me. And for my kids, and I'll tell you something, a quick little story though, but my wife and me decided to go ahead and we're gonna give our Christmas going to Peru, and we're gonna give away toys to kids out there. And because I've been out there a few times this year and we see kids that don't have absolutely nothing. And I told my kids, it's just not Peru, it's everywhere in the world. I mean, even the United States, people that have absolutely nothing, but they're so happy. So this year we wanted to go to be there to Peru and give these toys out to kids and try and make a Christmas for them. And it's something my mother-in-law has been doing for 20, 30 years. And she's getting older and she's kind of like thinking of her last year, but I want to kind of keep that going. And so I told my kids that we're going to do this, my wife. And when I was up there, I got some solis, you know, how money is there. And I was like, kids, I have money, and you guys can earn this money. And then I'm like, oh, cool. And I was like, you guys can do chores. And 1 week goes by, 2 weeks go by, and they did nothing. And I'm like, okay, well. I was like, well, what we're going to do is with this money is you guys are going to go ahead and buy presents for other kids. And that very next day, that they are raking my leaf, all of our leaves out, and working to try and to help another kid. And it was just, I just know the Heavenly Father, through all the struggles I've had to go through, and I could just see how much he really loves me. I love you, brothers and sisters, with all my heart. My wife loves you so very much. My kids pray for you so much. And I know that miracles happen.
knowing that Sister Walker, surgery went well, and I'm so grateful, brothers and sisters. So grateful for the wonderful brothers and sisters that were up here. I'm grateful to be in this ward, to be a member of this ward, and grateful for our bishopric, our state presidency, for all the leaders, for the wonderful examples they are. That I know that this gospel is true, without the shadow of a doubt. I'm not the most educated person of it, and I've always had a problem reading and whatnot, and memorizing things, but you know, as long as you strive to do it the best that you can, the Lord will bless you, and I know that for a fact. I love you, and I say this in the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Good morning, brothers and sisters. I'm Brother Young. Maybe you forgot us. We've been gone a lot lately. But I thought I would stand and recognize that life is a moving target. Many of you have heard that we were going to sell our house, and then we're going to rent our house. And then on Thanksgiving Day, the people who were going to buy it, that weren't able to buy it, then sent us a message saying, we still want to try to buy it. And so we are selling, hopefully, and hopefully it sticks this time. But life is a moving target, but as a scientist, I'm okay with the laws of entropy kind of happening, and chaos sometimes ensues. Janelle told me a story last night. She's like, you know, when I was at EFY, my counselor told us that we're not supposed to get up and give a thank-a-mony, but I'm going to break that rule since this is officially our last hurrah here, hopefully, maybe, maybe not. I don't know if that's hopeful or not, but we're flying out Friday for a six-month adventure in Hawaii, but wanted to take a moment and say thank you to everyone here. It's been 6 years that we've been here, part of this church family, and we've got to know a lot of you, and there's some we still haven't got to know because things always change. There's new people, new faces always that come and go. I wanted to give a special thanks to Bishop. I got the chance to be his scheduler slash bouncer for like 3 years, and that was an awesome experience to see someone who is such an authentic and loving leader. It was a great life lesson for me. But thank you for all those who have helped teach our children, watch our children. This is really the only ward that they really have any remembrance of, even though Alana is 11. I mean, that's 6 years, that's more than half of her life has been spent here, learning and sharing life experiences with you guys. So that is my quick thank-a-mony. We love you all, and we look forward to the new adventures, adventures into the unknown. I say that in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
What a wonderful meeting, and so many heartfelt testimonies. I'd like to thank all that participated in today's meeting and shared their thoughts, and all those who shared their thoughts within the congregation and were edified and strengthened from this meeting. We will now close our meeting aptly by singing hymn number 201, Joy to the World, after which Sister Emily Knoxon will give our benediction.
Thank you. Our dear Heavenly Father, we're very grateful for this day, and we're grateful to be here at church and to have been able to partake of the sacrament. We're grateful for our Savior, especially at this time of year, and pray that we can remember his life and his ministry and be better able to share our testimonies with those we meet and be able to share his light throughout the world. We're grateful for our blessings, and we're grateful for the atonement. Pray that we can be better missionaries. We're grateful for the things that we have been blessed with, and pray that we can be more aware of our blessings and be able to count them so that we can be more grateful. We are grateful for our testimonies and that we're able to be members of thy church. We pray for these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.